This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Ukraine's military intelligence reported Saturday that Russia continues to deliver mines and explosives around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. The IAEA's on-site experts say that they have not found any explosives during their inspections of the nuclear plant, but note they haven't been granted access to inspect the rooftops. Earlier, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky returned from Turkey with five former commanders of Ukraine's garrison in Mariupol, who were meant to remain in Turkey until the end of the war. We hear more from Reuters' Trevor Karol.
Russia immediately denounced the release of the men, with a Kremlin spokesperson saying Turkey had violated the terms of the exchange and hadn't informed Moscow. The commanders are hailed as heroes in Ukraine after leading last year's defense of the port, the biggest city Russia captured in its invasion.
Trevor Karol of Reuters News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Sunday that she tried to reassure her Chinese counterparts that China and the United States can have healthy economic relations while the U.S. is taking targeted action on national security issues.
We've had a chance during these meetings to discuss a set of concerns, to listen to one another, and to pledge to maintain that openness in our communication.
She added that she thinks some progress has been made and that both nations can work together on common concerns. For additional stories 24 hours a day on world news and events, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com, as well as download our mobile app. This is VOA News. At least 14 people have died, including at least six children, in the Brazilian apartment building that collapsed Friday in the northeastern state of Pernambuco. Firefighters said Saturday that searchers had combed through the rubble of the help with sniffer dogs and rescued two 15-year-old girls as well as a 65-year-old woman alive. You heard cheers as people were congratulating the firefighters. In addition, an 18-year-old man was also removed alive but later died from his injuries. Officials say the building was occupied by homeless people, although living there had been forbidden since 2010. A dash of pomp and a dose of politics are on the agenda during President Joe Biden's stopover visit to the United Kingdom. He's due to discuss the environment with King Charles III and the war in Ukraine with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Biden flies to London on Sunday on his way to the NATO conference in Lithuania. Though it's not a full state visit, the royal elements helps underscore the importance of the transatlantic special relationship, which has been tested by Brexit but reinforced by unity over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. An annual march has taken place in Bosnia to mark the 1995 Srebrenica genocide, while ethnic tensions still linger on. From the Associated Press, Karen Chamas brings us that story.
Nearly 4,000 people retraced the route taken by thousands of Bosniak men and boys in the forests of eastern Bosnia. The march takes place every year in memory of the over 8,000 mostly Muslim males slaughtered as they tried to escape Srebrenica in 1995 after it was captured by Bosnian Serb forces. The event comes as ethnic tensions in Bosnia still persist, with Bosnian Serbs continuing to push for more independence from Bosnia. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korea on Sunday criticized the International Atomic Energy Agency's backing of Japan's plan to release treated radioactive water from its Fukushima nuclear power plant. A statement carried by the North's official news agency called the IAEA's action unjust and a demonstration of double standards, citing a UN nuclear watchdog's work to curb Pyongyang's nuclear program. Speaking to the BBC Sunday with Lara Kissenberg, U.S. climate envoy John Kerry reiterated that last week scientists have described recent events as terrifying and entering uncharted territory. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.